All right, it's KX93.5. Each week, Caroline comes in on a Wednesday and talks about and highlights somebody who's doing good stuff in the community with Caroline's Cause Corner. It's time for that now.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
There you go. She said it much better than I could say it. How are you doing, Caroline?
Hi, good morning, Jason. Doing well. And we actually have someone from the community, exactly what you said, who's doing great things. We have Jerry Thompson here with us. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Caroline.
Glad to have you here.
I'm happy. Glad you asked me here.
Oh, well, you're doing some really great things. And I want to start our conversation about talking about Artists in Recovery, or AIR. It's a program that you started, and I want you to tell the listeners all about it.
Yeah, AIR, we actually started 6 years ago, 2010. I've been involved with recovery for a few years, and we observed a lady named Christine Green, and I had observed a lot of artists who didn't have a place to put their artwork. And we would ask, they would say there are a lot of creative people around in recovery, and we'd ask them, you know, where their artwork was. They had no place to put it, so we created a place here. It's kind of a build it and they will come. Here in Laguna Beach at 658 South Pacific Coast Highway. And we started out with one artist in addition to Christine. I'm not an artist, I'm a facilitator. I'm an old football player, aerospace, retired, and now I won't die, and I can't retire. So I plan to stay on and do work as I see fit and to help other people.
Well, this is what Caroline's Cause Corner is all about, is to feature people like you, Jerry, who are really helping the community of Laguna Beach thrive, and those in recovery, you know, have a place that they can, you know, move forward in their life and do great things and share their art. So the location is just south of Taco Loco, right?
Correct.
And what kind of art is in there, and how many artists do you support?
Actually, we have evolved in the gallery. Deborah Carmen is a featured artist in there now. Most of the work is Deborah's. There's others, some of the recoveries in there. But we're doing other things using AIR as Artists in Recovery as our base, as our foundation, so to speak.
I see it.
Deborah actually gets involved with what we're doing right now is reaching out, and we've made a documentary there at the gallery. Actually, I collaborated with an individual named Jason Waller, who used to be in the local TV show here a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason and I did a documentary along with Christine and others, and that documentary is being put together. Our mission is that the recovery, just staying sober is a recovery, and also addiction is a disease. And those two things, and along with the gallery will continue to operate. We intend to expand the gallery, maybe have another gallery, as a matter of fact. But for now, we're looking at doing some other things. Now, as far as the people in the gallery, we had 28 people in there at one time. And some of them have branched out to the pageant and sawdust and gone other places, local galleries here. So it gave them an opportunity to be exposed, and which was exactly what we had set out to do.
Exactly. And so when they get their artwork in the gallery, the sale of their art, how does that get distributed?
It's all nonprofit. Mm-hmm. A portion goes to the operation of the gallery, and then the other goes to the artist. Fit split.
Yeah, helping them earn money to
exactly.
move on with their lives and grow. That's great. Jerry, you've also been involved with the Homeless Task Force, and you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, actually, that was a few years ago before we had a shelter, before the shelter in here in Laguna.
Uh-huh.
And a number of us went together and put together some ideas, and out of that came back five, and then eventually the shelter that's out in the canyon. And we still work with the Canyon Club. We still have homeless people who come there for meetings, and we encourage that. And having the shelter nearby gives them the opportunity just to walk over to the meetings.
I see. You know, you're doing it's like you see a need in the community that's not being met, and you're doing something about it, which is wonderful. And Laguna Beach has got a lot of people in it that do have compassion, like you, for those that have fallen on hard times and need help from friends and strangers that are friends. Talk a little bit about your background.
I was a sports guy. I got injured and wound up going to work for Aerojet General Corporation, and worked with the initial development of the Titan missile, the ICBM missile, and then eventually the Apollo program and the Moon program. And actually, we developed the engines. Spent quite a bit of time at Sacramento field testing and at Cape Canaveral with the actual testing. But that was a few years ago.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore engineer sitting here next to me. What sport was your sport?
Football.
Yeah, where did you play?
Just junior college. I got hurt.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't able to continue.
And you live here in Laguna Beach now?
For 40 years. I grew up in San Gabriel Valley, Covina. Mm-hmm. And I moved to the Sacramento area with Aerojet General Corporation.
Excellent. So for the listeners out there, how can they get involved and help with AIR, Artists in Recovery, and, you know, any other initiatives that are helpful for our community to thrive with everybody in our community?
We're working on what we call a wall of recovery, which is a concept that actually Christine has had for an idea for quite a while. And it will be like the Vietnam Wall, where we'll have, it'll be in recovery and in memory. And it will be a website, it's being developed now, should be available in the next 30 days, that people will be able to, friends, family, people that are in recovery, they want to become a part of the wall. They'll be able to, through the website, enter their names on the wall. And those people who have lost friends, relatives, through death, the disease, will be able to enter the in-memory wall.
That's a nice endeavor. What do you think the psychological impact is for the families and friends that would be able to participate on this virtual wall, basically?
Yeah. Well, out of my own experience, I lost my son on a automobile accident, drunk driving. And I know from my own feelings and others I've talked to, and unfortunately I'm in contact, and it seems almost daily or weekly, with somebody who's lost somebody close to them, that they'll have an opportunity to participate, to share with that, and also to understand the addiction. And I believe, my personal and a lot of other people around me, belief is that addiction is a disease, and that we're not bad people trying to get good that are in recovery through the disease. We're actually sick people trying to get better. And the family, I think if that can be brought across to the family, Al-Anon does a lot with that, but they have an opportunity to participate in the possibility that somebody else may just get into recovery and not find themselves on the wall in memory.
That's very nice, and beautiful mission. And I hope that you and Christine get that well up. And I know
it's
that
a virtual wall, by the way.
Right, exactly. So it'll be on a website, which we don't have the. That's in development right now,
it's
right?
It's in development. It's going to be wallinrecovery.com when it's functioning.
Okay. So good luck with that, because that will be very important for a lot of people, cathartic for families. And like you said, perhaps it would help others not have the same result, which is the end game, right, in recovery. So how can people contact you or the gallery to get their artwork sold through there?
Right now, probably contact Deborah.
What's the name of the gallery?
It's AIR.
It's AIR.
Artist in Recovery, AIR Gallery.
In Laguna Beach. Okay, so just call AIR Gallery, and if you are in recovery and are an artist, there's an opportunity for you to show your art to our community and possibly the world. So that is awesome.
And if there isn't a place right now, we're in the process of putting together another gallery. In town.
Okay, so if there's anybody out there with some space that would like to help Jerry and Deborah and Christine expand AIR Gallery, give them a call. That would be really great. Well, we'll wrap it up, Jerry. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you so much for being on Caroline's Cause Corner. It is people like you in our community that are helping Laguna Beach thrive and do positive things for our community members who, like I said, you know, may need a helping hand. So if you have anyone else that you think I should interview, like Jerry, or nonprofit, social cause, activist, please let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will check it out and absolutely try to get them on my show. We'll probably try to get Deborah on the show and have her talk about the work. You told me that she was doing some work with PTSD.
Yes, she is. She's very quickly. She works with Ritz-Carlton, I believe, for post-traumatic stress syndrome, the veterans,
mm-hmm.
and they've raised funds for therapy dogs. So to train therapy dogs, actually the money, and I know they raise a huge amount of money for veterans, for
like
dogs.
Like Pets for Vets type of
exactly
thing.
Yeah. That are trained therapy dogs.
Yeah. I worked with actually musician Mike Campbell, who's the guitar player for Tom Petty, in December at a benefit that he does for his Tassie Fund, which is that's the same exact type of charity, and it was very rewarding. Well, thanks again, Jerry, and this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time, make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.